Big names in the healthcare and tech world flocked to Las Vegas this week for the 5th annual health conference. Big tech companies like Google and Uber are looking to take an expanded role in the healthcare industry. Government officials want to strengthen public-private partnerships and more. It's Friday, November 18th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
On today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily, we're recapping just a few highlights of the four-day 2022 health conference, which wrapped up Wednesday afternoon in Las Vegas, Nevada. According to Health, this year's conference drew its biggest crowd yet, with nearly 10,000 attendees, up from the 3,500 people who attended the inaugural conference in 2018. Big names in tech like Google and Uber joined, as well as other healthcare industry representatives like insurers like Centene and Elevance, healthcare providers like Kaiser Permanente and HCA Healthcare, to retailers like Amazon and Walgreens. Investors, government officials, startup founders, tech enthusiasts, and patient advocate groups were also in attendance. This year featured more than 300 speakers in the conference lineup, including government representatives like Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure, who said at the conference that there needed to be a stronger public-private collaboration and mutual understanding between entities in order to deliver better health care in the future. She reminded attendees that while government safety net programs, including Medicare and Medicaid, cover more than half of the U.S. population, the care that's provided is largely delivered by the private healthcare sector. As such, Brooks-LaSure noted that it's crucial that her agency better understand the challenges and opportunities that can come from working with private groups. She also said that the private sphere needed to understand that their products and services may be groundbreaking, but not helpful if they aren't accessible to consumers. She said she hopes by understanding the group's mutual perspectives, they can produce and develop products that benefit more constituents. Google and EHR giant Epic announced at Health that they are partnering to allow hospitals that use Epic's electronic health record system to be run on Google's cloud platform. New Jersey-based Hackensack Meridian Health plans to be one of the first organizations to host its EHRs on Google Cloud. Hackensack Meridian CEO Robert Garrett said in a statement that the move will make it easier for the 17-hospital system to innovate through tech applications like artificial intelligence and analytics. He also said that using Google Cloud would make the work more efficient and secure. The two companies did not disclose the financial terms of the agreement. This is the latest partnership between Google and an EHR vendor. The company signed a deal with Meditech earlier this year, which is the third largest EHR vendor in the United States. Google has previously attempted to get into the EHR market by developing a consumer-facing personal health record, but found that consumers at the time were slow to adopt its platform. However, the tech company is examining the issue again following recent governmental regulation changes that make medical data more accessible. Stat News reported that Google launched a user feedback program in April 2021 to see how consumers potentially want to view and keep their medical data after pulling it from provider-patient portals. Uber Health announced this week at Health that it's looking to expand its platform into the employer market after learning a lot from its role in the Medicare Advantage market. For roughly 56 years, Medicaid has covered non-emergency transportation in some capacity, such as a taxi service or public transit. Uber has found that easy access to rides through its platform allows for MA patients to better manage chronic conditions and reduces lost productivity. The tech company believes this could be applied to the employer market as well. Uber Health said that expanding into the employer market could potentially help maintain a thriving workforce since many people have difficulty taking time off work for a health appointment, and it could benefit caregivers by allowing them to schedule transportation in advance for a friend or loved one instead of having to take time off themselves. It remains to be seen what the next steps could be for Uber benefits to be included in plans moving forward, or what potential future insurer partnerships could be in store. In other highlights from the conference, DexCare, a software platform originally developed by Providence Health, announced it will begin handling Kaiser Permanente's online clinic bookings across all 50 states following the success of an earlier pilot program with the insurer. Kaiser has been an investor in the company and will now have DexCare handle all on-demand virtual care scheduling and phone care in states where the system has credentialed providers but no facilities. And digital health company Babylon announced it will team up with Google-owned Fitbit to provide devices to a subset of its members in order to help them better manage their care more proactively. Eligible Babylon members will receive the wearable devices, which will record health metrics, which a Babylon Care team will be able to access in order to gain insights into members' overall health and create personalized care plans. As mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the health conference attracted its largest crowd yet, made up of some of the biggest names in health, tech, and investing. And it remains to be seen what this could mean for other giants in the healthcare conference realm, which has long been dominated by groups like JP Morgan and the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, or HIMSS. In unofficial polling of health attendees who were interviewed by Axios, many seem to think health provided everything their particular businesses needed in one concentrated location. Moreover, according to Health's mission, the conference is looking to bring key players in adjacent industries into the fold, such as the burgeoning wellness industry, which has seen rapid growth in recent years and is expected to reach nearly $7 trillion globally by 2030. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.